Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Thank you so much for joining us on this very, very cold day. Our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, turns 200 this year. Today, we hear about a project that is highlighting the dozens and dozens of versions of this song, the different lyrics and melodies, and most important, the fascinating story of our nation's history. Then, as more and more people are questioning the safety of the chemicals around us, health leaders are trying to understand these risks. We'll hear about a new statewide program that aims to train health professionals about environmental health risks and activism. That story later this hour. But first, the company that had pet coke piled along the Detroit River last year now says it wants bigger piles of other products. At a meeting of the Detroit Board of Zoning Appeals yesterday, there were some verbal fireworks, some confusion, and a lot of scrutiny because that hearing involved that company that was home to the massive piles of pet coke last summer. The pet coke, you'll recall, is a byproduct of refining heavy crude oil brought in by pipeline from Alberta. The people who had to live near four-story piles of this stuff and breathe in clouds of pet coke dust last year before the stuff was moved out are watching closely to see if Detroit Bulk Storage is trying to get pet coke back onto the Detroit riverfront. Dave Battagello has been tracking this story for the Windsor Star. Dave, what happened at the Board of Zoning Appeals meeting?
Well, it was quite a bit of confusion. It started off and everybody was anticipating a debate on petroleum coke, or pet coke as it's known. But then right away, a lawyer representing Detroit Bulk Storage stood up and made a comment that they weren't there to appear before the board on the issue of pet coke. So everybody's jaw kind of hit the floor, and she quickly redirected the hearing into looking at the issue of storing piles of other materials on the site. And she listed a number of them, and she wants the materials, a variance granted by the city, so the materials could go not four stories, but this time 10 stories high.
So we are talking about something in the area of 100 feet high, piles of stuff that they'd like to store.
Yeah, that's the variance they're kind of moving towards. So the board was kind of stunned by the change in direction. Other people onlooking the hearing were also kind of caught off guard. There was, probably about 100 people there on the issue of pet coke. And then when this change of direction happened, nobody quite knew what to think at first.
What kind of products could they give them a complete list of what they'd want to store, or did they just give them some for instance?
Well, it was a little bit of a list. It was kind of in between. They suggested salt. They suggested asphalt, limestone, a couple of other materials. And then at the end, they also mentioned other similar materials. So when the board heard that, then everybody's guard kind of went up, that wondering if it was going to be a backdoor kind of situation to get petroleum coke back on the riverfront.
Interesting. So it was quite a curveball. And then I understand there was a surprise for everyone, including the city, to discover just who the property owner of that riverfront lot is and what he claims he thought about the pet coke that was piled there last summer.
Well, that was part of the whole confusing message brought forth by the lawyer from Detroit Bulk Storage. There were several other lawyers in attendance, and towards the end of the hearing, they stood up and made some comments as well. One of those lawyers was actually the CFO from Crown Enterprises, which is a real estate company which is owned by Matty Maroon, the Ambassador Bridge owner. Matty Maroon, I've been reporting for quite a while that he is indeed the owner of that property. The bridge company and Mr. Maroon have pointed to having little control of that land, however, pointing to Norfolk Southern, the railway company, as being the operator of the land, and pointing to that railway company cutting the lease with Detroit Bulk Storage.
So did we get the sense from the gentleman from Crown Enterprises, from Ronald Patty, that, Mr. Maroon never wanted that pet coke on the land?
He tried to portray that message, and that kind of set everybody was kind of frustrated or angry at those type of comments. Because everybody knows Mr. Maroon and his long history in dealing with communities, and he's very much a businessman. And if he owns that property and there was something he didn't like, he's also very litigious. And if he didn't like what was going on there, not 5 seconds would go by where he wouldn't get a lawyer and get the stuff removed. So when people heard that Mr. Maroon's against storing any of these materials there, including petroleum coke, they obviously got their back up in a hurry. because Mr. Maroon, if he truly didn't want that material there, would have taken a number of steps or actions.
Well, let's take a listen now as Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib, who represents those Southwest Detroit residents who were living right near those massive piles of pet coke last summer. Let's take a listen as she laid into Ronald Petty of the Maroon Company.
You should have been able to stop him polluting our community.
I'm in there right now, am I not?
No, you came
You're
in there.
You're pointing fingers.
But you came in there.
Make an inaccurate acquisition.
That's okay. Prove me
I'm
wrong.
Not an attorney.
Prove the ownership.
I'm here.
You own the property.
We are the owner of the property.
Be responsible.
I'm here, am I not?
Then, hey, can my community go on your property right now and pollute?
What?
You probably kick us off. Kick them off.
Ms. Tlaib, I hope you see that we're
kick
here being proactive.
No, you can go to court and take them off. Evict them like any other landlord would. Evict them off the property.
So, Dave Battagiello, is that a sense that people like Rashida Tlaib feel that it's a little disingenuous of the Maroon people to claim that Maddie never wanted that stuff on the land?
Yeah, Rashida totally gets the picture. She's been following this situation along with a number of others revolving around Mr. Maroon. So she understands fully what the situation is and who the true owner is and who's really in control of those lands. I think for her, for a lawyer from one of the entities under Mr. Maroon, there's probably hundreds of companies that he owns, and for an official or a lawyer from any one of those companies to stand up and make comments that he's, that they don't agree with what's going on with one of those properties, well, maybe you don't, but Mr. Maroon certainly does because he's taken those steps to get rid of materials on that land.
I'm speaking with Windsor Star reporter Dave Battagiello, who is following the whole issue of the owners of the land where that pet coke was last summer. And I know those piles of pet coke were a big concern, not just for the people in Southwest Detroit, but your story for the Windsor Star makes it very clear that people in Windsor weren't fans. I particularly like the quote from the MP for West Windsor, basically saying, here we are trying to improve our waterfront. And then instead, it's welcome to Windsor. Come see the worst of Alberta.
Yeah, that was MP Brian Massey, and that's truly the situation. I mean, we're not talking a great distance here. The Detroit River is less than a mile across, probably about half a mile if you just count the shore to shore. And so to see a four-story pile grow daily of this black material, first of all, raised questions. It looks like coal at first from our side of the river. And I was one of the first to go over there and actually take a look at this stuff with a photographer. And then when you smelled it, when you actually saw what it was, and then when it was reported on exactly what it was, everybody here was a bit of an uproar because you could see it as it was loading onto ships blowing into the river. You could see it when storms cropped up, blowing off the pile in all directions. There are video clips online. And so when people saw this, it's been a concern for months now on wine and material and the impact it was having on both the river and on people.
But, Dave, I can't imagine anybody would welcome 100-foot piles of limestone or salt or asphalt at all.
Well, and that's certainly the case. I mean, to look at a 40-foot pile of pet coke and replace it with a 100-foot pile of anything, it's going to raise concerns. So the board yesterday in Detroit did the right thing. They sent it back to administration to study any of the materials that Detroit Bulk Storage is suggesting may go on those lands. They want a full environmental assessment by the city administrators to determine the impact to both the river and people so they can make an informed decision.
I did see one comment somewhere from an official from Detroit Bulk Storage saying, well, there are only so many properties along the Detroit River that can handle deep water freighters. Here we are. And by the way, if you convert an industrial building into lofts, that's fine and good, but you're still in an industrial area.
Well, the industrial area there, it's right on the edge. If you go a little further downriver towards River Rouge, towards E-Course, it's heavy industrial all the way through. You have Zug Island in the middle mm-hmm. of that. There's a number of locations where if you really need to do this stuff, it's a better situation than right next to the bridge in Detroit. You have Windsor's already moved to create their entire riverfront into parkland, and now you have millions of dollars being spent in Detroit to kind of mirror what we already have in Windsor. By the month, you see Riverlands improving in Detroit, and I think there's a large group of people that want that to progress and become a bit of a tourist destination, or even for their own residents to be a better, more beautiful place to be. And to put a 100-foot pile of anything next to that or right in the middle of it doesn't speak well for anybody.
So, Dave, what should we watch for, and what kind of timetable is happening as far as subsequent meetings?
Well, this board yesterday adjourned the issue until April. They didn't give a specific date, but it's going to give their city administration a couple months to sort through all of this to determine exactly what materials Detroit Bulk storage is suggesting go on that property, including the issue of petroleum coke. Everybody still believes or has their guard up that the true agenda here is to get petroleum coke back on that site. So Detroit administration and their legal team is going to investigate this a little further, have a lot of conversations with Detroit Bulk Storage, and I'm sure get a very clearly defined list on exactly what's going to go on that site, and also study how high those piles should be before it starts to have a detrimental impact on people and or the river.
Dave Battagiello of the Windsor Star. Dave, thanks so much.
Not a problem. It's good talking with you.